Residents of Summit County voted for 7 county officials, but of those 7 races, only one political party was represented. Summit County Sheriff Justin Martinez said he'd like to see some more participation.
To run unopposed, and I'll put this in a couple different segments, is that there's quite a few of us that are unopposed. Myself, the county attorney, the recorder, there's 2 council members. And I'll say this very succinctly, is that I don't think that's right. My own campaign, sure, I'm happy that I'm running unopposed. But as a general rule, having an election with that many people unopposed, I don't think is good for our system. I personally just don't think it is. And I'd like to see more people throw their hat in the ring.
Martinez was reelected as the Summit County Sheriff. All in all, a county council seat, county attorney, auditor, clerk, and recorder/surveyor all ran unopposed. Summit County Councilman Glenn Wright did see a late challenge in the form of a writing campaign from Josh Mann. Wright says he appreciated the challenge.
It's good to have conversations on issues during a campaign, so it forced me to get online, create a website, go out and knock on doors, speak at community events, and it's something we should be doing every election. And I salute Josh for filing as a write-in because it made me work a little harder.
The president of Summit County Republican Women's Organization, Hillary Jessup, says the lack of funds prevents the Republican Party from running competitive races in Summit County.
I'm very frustrated. We don't have the representation because people just are not willing to come up, and they don't have the financial backing to do so. Very few people will use their own money to finance their own campaign.
Jessup claims that the majority that Democrats hold in Summit County is not as large as you would think.
There's 1/3 Republican, 1/3 Democrat, and 1/3 independent. So it's not democratically controlled. If the Republicans and the independents were to get together and vote, then it could sway one way or another.
Although races at the county level were uncompetitive, Summit County did set a record for voter turnout in a midterm election. Over 20,000 residents, 80% of registered voters, cast a ballot. Summit County Clerk Kent Jones credited the high turnout to mail-in ballots, same-day registration, and issues on the ballot that drove voters to the polls, such as the Treasure Hill Bond and State Propositions 2, 3, and 4. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.